How do they feel about the merciful treatment of prisoners? He ventured. I think they could get the hang of it if I insist. The commander glanced at the silent Dregs again. Why? He said. Why aren't they fighting us? He said. My commander says he doesn't want unnecessary loss of life, sir, said Carrot. That's Commander Vimes, sir. He's sitting on that dune up there. You can persuade armed Dregs not to charge, and you have a commander? Yes, sir. He says this is a police action. The commander swallowed. We give in, he said.
What, just like that, sir? Said his sergeant. Without a fight?
Yes, sergeant, without a fight. This man can make water run uphill, and he has a commander. I love the idea of giving in without a fight. I've fought for 10 years, and giving in without a fight is what I've always wanted to do. Water dripped off the boat's metal ceiling and blobbed onto the paper in front of Leonard of Querm. He wiped it away. It might have been boring, waiting in the small metal can under a nondescript jetty, but Leonard had no concept of the term. Absent-mindedly, he jotted a brief sketch of an improved ventilation system. He started to watch his own hand. Almost without his guidance, taking its instructions from somewhere else in his head, it drew a cutaway of a much larger version of the boat. Here, here, and here, there could be a bank of 100 oars rather than pedals, each one manned, his pencil caressed the paper, by a well-muscled and not overdressed young warrior. A boat that would pass unseen under other boats, take men wherever they needed to go. Here, a giant saw affixed to the roof, so that when rowed at speed it could cut the hulls of enemy ships. And here, a tube. He stopped and stared at his drawing for a while. Then he sighed and started to tear it up. Vimes watched from the dune. He couldn't hear much from up here, but he didn't need to. Angua sat down beside him.
It's working, isn't it? She said.
Yes.
What's he going to do?
Oh, he'll take their weapons and let them go, I suppose.
Why do people follow him? Said Angua.
Well, you're his girlfriend. You ought to know.
That's different. I love him because he's kind without thinking about it. He doesn't watch his own thoughts like other people do. When he does good things, it's because he's decided to do them, not because he's trying to measure up to something. He's so simple. Anyway, I'm a wolf living with people, and there's a name for wolves that live with people. If he whistled, I'd come running.
Vimes tried not to show his embarrassment.
Angua smiled. Don't worry, Mr. Vimes, you've said it yourself. Sooner or later, we're all someone's dog.
It's like hypnotism, said Vimes hurriedly. People follow him to see what's going to happen next. They tell themselves that they're just going along with it for a while and can stop at any time they want to, but they never want to. It's damn magic.
No. Have you ever really watched him?
I bet he'd found out everything about Jabbar by the time he'd talked to him for 10 minutes. I bet he knows the name of every camel, and he'll remember it all. People don't take much interest in other people, usually. Her fingers idly traced a pattern in the sand.
So he makes you feel important.
Politicians do that, Vimes began.
Not the way he does, believe me. I expect Lord Vetinari remembers facts about people.
Oh, you'd better believe that.
But Carrot takes an interest. He doesn't even think about it. He makes space in his head for people. He takes an interest, and so people think they're interesting. They feel better when he's around.
Vimes glanced down. Her fingers were drawing aimlessly in the sand again. We're all changing in the desert, he thought. It's not like the city, hemming your thoughts in. You can feel your mind expand to the horizons. No wonder this is where religions start. And suddenly, here I am, probably not legally, just trying to do my job. Why? Because I'm too damn stupid to stop and think before I give chase, that's why. Even Carrot knew better than to do that. I'd have just chased after Ahmed's ship without a thought, but he was bright enough to report back to me first. He did what a responsible officer ought to do. But me? Vetinari's terrier, he said aloud. Chase first and think about it afterwards. His eye caught the distant bulk of Gebra. Out there was a Clachian army, and somewhere over there was the Ankh Morpork army, and he was with a handful of people and no plan because he'd chased first, and... But I had to, he said. Any copper wouldn't have let a suspect like Ahmed get...